With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Israel has hailed the success of its defenses in the face of the unprecedented attack by Iran. Officials say with help from the U.S. and Britain, 99% of more than 300 drones and missiles launched by Iran into Israel were destroyed, and the country has suffered very little damage. Shareholders of U.S. Steel have overwhelmingly approved the firm's sale to Nippon Steel of Japan.
More than 98% of the shareholders voted Friday at a special investor meeting to approve the takeover, according to an initial count of ballots announced by U.S. Steel. The amount of the deal is reported to be $14.1 billion in cash. Despite the vote's near unanimity, it's drawn opposition from the Biden administration on economic and national security grounds, including the potential impacts on unionized workers and supply chains. Meanwhile, Japan's Prime Minister Fumio Kishida said on Wednesday during a White House news conference that he hoped discussions on Nippon Steel, quote, will unfold in directions that would be positive for both sides, unquote. George Williams reporting.
A fatal train accident in Idaho.
Four people are dead after their pickup was struck by a train in rural Idaho. Idaho State Police say the four include a 38-year-old man, a 36-year-old woman, and two children who were all from Nampa. The vehicle was traveling on a private road that intersected a railroad crossing, but the driver failed to yield and the pickup was struck by the train. The Saturday morning incident happened near Notice, about 35 miles northwest of Boise. Rhonda Rockstra reporting.
A bird flu outbreak in U.S. dairy cows has spread to more than two dozen herds in eight states. This comes weeks after the nation's largest egg producer found the virus in its chickens. Health officials stress the risk to the public is very low. This is SRN News. The Vatican has declared that sex change operations and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia as practices that the Catholic Church believe violate God's plan for human life. The Vatican also flat out rejects so-called gender theory, or the idea that one's gender can be changed. It says God created man and woman as biologically different, separate beings. The document strikes a more conservative tone in the wake of Pope Francis' decision last year to allow priests to bless gay civil unions. Males will not be allowed to compete against female athletes in international women's netball. After a lengthy consultation process, world netball officials have determined the sport at the international level is a, quote, gender-affected activity, and have made their decision to ensure safety and fair competition. The ban is outlined in world netball's new policy and goes into effect immediately. This is SRN News. The airline industry is going to the dogs.
A dog-friendly airline will launch out of New York next month. Starting May 23rd, Bark, which is the company behind BarkBox, will offer bi-monthly charter flights to Los Angeles and London. One-way tickets to Los Angeles cost $6,000 per human-dog pair and $8,000 for a trip to the UK. The company says more routes will be added soon. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Today is Sunday, April the 14th. It's the 105th day of 2024. On this date in history, 1865, President Abraham Lincoln was shot and mortally wounded by John Wilkes Booth during a performance of Our American Cousin at Ford's Theater in Washington. Also on this date in history, 1912, the British liner Titanic collided with an iceberg in the North Atlantic and began sinking. So everybody be safe out there today. This is SRN News.